I want to go back to the distinction between subject and object. We experience ourselves as subjects in relation to the whole external world. The external world is object in the broadest sense. But we are not simply passive in relation to the external world. We do not simply register impressions. The world impinges on us, yes, but we also impinge on the world. We impinge on our own environment, or part of our environment. We impinge on our own selves, on ourselves considered as objects to ourselves, i.e. considered reflexively, and we impinge on other people. We not only impinge on the world, we also affect it in various ways. We alter it. We arrange it. We rearrange it, at least to some extent, however slight. Not only that, we don't impinge on the world at random. We don't alter or arrange or rearrange at random. We impinge in accordance with a certain idea, in accordance with a certain pattern or image or gestalt or myth within ourselves, or which is even ourselves. This idea, etc., is not always consciously realized. In fact, it's very rarely consciously realized. So what does all this mean? It means that our relation with the world is essentially creative. The subject, the human subject, is essentially creative in relation to its object. We are creating all of the time. There's no question, therefore, of anyone not being creative. It's only a question of degree, only a question of greater or less success, greater or less clarity, greater or less positivity. Only a question of the quality, as we may call it, of our creativity. We are being creative when we speak. We are being creative when we paint and decorate a room. We are being creative when we write a letter. And this, as some of you must have realized, is the basic principle of what we may call applied Zen. That is to say, Zen applied to the art of living itself. Creativity is not limited to the exercise of the fine arts. Now, if our relation to the world is essentially creative, an interesting conclusion follows. It follows that the world, our world if you like, is our creation, that we create the world. There's no question, therefore, of whether or not we should be creative. No question of whether or not we should create a world. We've no choice. It's only a question of what we create. It's only a question of what kind of world we create. In traditional Buddhist terms, we can create for ourselves a world of the gods. That is to say, a world of refined, sensuous, intellectual, aesthetic, but rather selfish, rather self-indulgent pleasure. Or we can create for ourselves a world of men, that is a world of ordinary, human, domestic, civic, political, and cultural obligations and activities. Or we can create for ourselves a world of the asuras, or anti-gods, a world of jealousy, of excessive sexual polarization, of over-aggressiveness, of ruthless competition, and covert or overt conflict. Or we can create for ourselves a world of hungry ghosts. That is a world of neurotic craving, intense possessiveness, and relationships characterized by extreme emotional dependence. Or we can create for ourselves a world of tormented beings, that is to say, a world of pain and suffering, of intense physical and mental distress. Or we can create for ourselves a world of animals, that is to say, a world of straightforward food, sex, and sleep. Or, turning our back on all of these, we can devote ourselves to developing ourselves as individuals. We can devote ourselves to the Bodhisattva ideal. We can devote ourselves directly or indirectly to building the Buddha land.